Live from our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is Episode 9 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Today's topic, Reading While I Flush, Part 2 on how to start your morning. Last week, we talked about how a simple 15-minute journal entry can help you navigate through the river of panic from your previous day. We talked about the importance of using a notebook versus an electronic media, and this includes but is not limited to computers, iPhones, iPads, blogs, Macs, PCs, you get the point. As we mentioned last week, we are once again making demands on your time. This week, we're asking for another daily 15 minutes for reading, making your grand total daily personal development 30 minutes per day. Now, many of you are saying, reading? Really? Yes, really, reading. The old adage, leaders are readers and readers are leaders, is a statement of fact in the new millennium as it was back during the Industrial Revolution. In the old days, your company took the lead in providing you with career and personal development. While many companies continue to fulfill these roles, those are days that are quickly becoming a thing of the past. And more, the responsibility for career and personal development is falling on the shoulders of the individual. Now, before we continue with our Reading While I Flush podcast, a disclaimer. Men say ladies spend too much time in the bathroom, and the ladies say that the men are the ones spending too much time in the bathroom. Either way, no matter how you sell it or how you spin it, the average throne visit is about 15 to 20 minutes for either gender. I know that many of our listeners have not read a book since you last walked across stage with the graduation song Pomp and Circumstance playing in the background. So, how do you make the transition to reading while I flush? First, understand that finding these 15 minutes is really a no-brainer. You're a captive audience while visiting the smallest room in the house. The door is closed, and unless you're living in a military barracks environment, it is you, your throne, and your selected reading. If you're one of those people that have to turn on the television first thing in the morning, we suggest you get yourself a cable box with available on-demand services, or a digital video recorder, or just watch television on your PC. Folks, we are simply asking for 15 minutes. And you probably spend more than 15 minutes updating Facebook anyway. Second, select material that will help you grow in your career, develop you as a leader, and help you grow as an individual. If you don't know where to start, check with your mentor, or check with another successful leader within your company. He or she will help you narrow down the developmental topic or topics you should be working on. But the best place to start is your annual review. If there is anything listed in the development portion, you now have a great starting point. Finally, if you have the courage, and if you're feeling brave, why not take an additional 15 minutes before going to bed to read something fun? Something in the fiction arena, something that will take you away from the newspaper headlines, news sites, and your company's annual report. Something that will make you smile a little, laugh a little, or make you giggle like a little schoolgirl. Like Oprah says, you can't not do this. And that's change you can count on. A new feature this week. You can now follow us on Facebook. Search for us under the Chair of Change. Join the group and enjoy the change you can count on. In addition, you can take the Chair of Change with you on the go by clicking the iTunes button in your window player. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter at Chair of Change. We welcome your comments and suggestions for future podcasts. You can reach us at coachingwithjuan, that's J-U-A-N, at gmail.com. From our Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this has been Episode 9 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Thanks for listening.